بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. وما بعد، My brothers and sisters, today we are living in times which are of course very difficult and troublesome and potentially catastrophic, potentially very, very dangerous, and we deal with them in different ways. One of the ways we deal with them is by telling ourselves that definitely we will win. There is no doubt about this, that definitely we will win. It's only a question of when. And that sounds nice, right? If I was giving a speech and I wanted to become very popular with everybody, I would say that. Make no mistake, you will win. So you feel very nice. Ah, mashallah. Very good sheikhs, encouraging us. The only question is when. But believe me, I would be lying to you. Because the only question is not when. The only question is how. Because without the how, there is no when. Please understand this. Get this through your minds and your hearts. Until you answer the how, there is no when. And if you think that in this dunya, injustice cannot win, then you don't read history. Then I can only tell you that you are completely ignorant with regard to history. We are sitting here on stolen land. We are sitting here on land which shows that settler occupation works. Your house is built on stolen land. You are living on stolen land. And the original inhabitants of that land are gone. Finished, they have become dust. Some survivors are living in some reservation somewhere, in some forest. And one of those people whose claim to fame was that he distributed on his order blankets and handkerchiefs which had been impregnated with the pus of smallpox blisters were distributed among the Native Americans who had never seen smallpox, so it spread through them like a wildfire and completely annihilated populations. Completely, every single man, woman and child died. And that man is honored with a town in his name, with a university campus in his name, and with a college in his name. Amherst. Lord Amherst, the commander-in-chief of the British Army in this country. Who told you that injustice cannot win in this life? Read history. Read history. Injustice can win. Injustice wins. Take the capture of Baghdad. The siege of Baghdad and the capture of Baghdad, 1258, by the grandson of Genghis Khan, Hulegu. The Khalifa of Baghdad, literally he was technically the Khalifa of the Banu Abbas, but the entire Abbasi Khilafah was in one city, was Al-Mustasim. He was a direct descendant of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Baghdad had libraries. Ordinary people in Baghdad had libraries which were bigger than the libraries of the kings of Europe. Baghdad had something called the Baytul Hikmah, the House of Wisdom, which was a place of invention and a place of philosophical discussion and a place of great treatises written and all kinds of amazing intellectual, scientific, philosophical reading and understanding and knowledge. That didn't save them. None of that saved them. Hulegu laid siege, and when his army attacked, they conquered Baghdad in like 2 days. They didn't even didn't have to work very hard for that. And they killed every man, woman, and child who was living there, every single one of them. Bodies were piled in the streets of Baghdad. The soldiers couldn't march, so they put planks on top of the bodies and the soldiers marched on that. They say the rivers Tigris and Euphrates ran black with the ink from the books of the libraries because the Mughals had no breath. They were simply warriors. They were killers. They couldn't read and write. They had no value for the books. They threw them. The great masajid of Baghdad, they used them as stables for their horses. And they threw down the shelves with the mushafs, and they burned the mushafs, they threw them in the river or somewhere, and they used those shelves as trough for their horses. You think the people of Baghdad didn't make dua? And at the same time, when Hulegu finished with all this, he went to Egypt. He attacked Egypt. And Egypt was ruled by the Mamluks. And for the first time in the history of the Mongol Empire, over 200 years, Hulegu's army was defeated. The Mamluks beat the hell out of them. You know what the key question is? How come the Mamluk didn't come to the help of the Baghdadis? Why? That's why I said, don't ask question when, ask how. Because until we cure what is in our heart, Allah will not change the situation. A very dear friend of mine sent me this ayah. When Allah sent Musa alayhi salam and his brother Harun alayhi salam to Fir'aun, and they were afraid. They said, Allah, we are afraid. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قَالَ لَا تَخَافَ. Do not be afraid. The Arabic grammar is for two people. قَالَ لَا تَخَافَ إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَا. I am with the two of you. أَسْمَعُوا وَأَرَى. And I am hearing and I am seeing. وَلَكِنْ مَا هُوَ أَسْوَالُ الْأَسَلِ بِالنِّسْبَةِ لَنَا لَا بِالنِّسْبَةِ مُوسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. الله سبحانه وتعالى هو أسمع وأرى موسى وهارون ولكن ما أسوال بالنسبة لنا ماذا يرى وماذا يسمع بالنسبة لنا. بالنسبة لموسى عليه السلام الله سبحانه وتعالى هو رأى إطاعة موسى. الله سبحانه وتعالى says in the Quran, don't be afraid, I am with the two of you. أسمع وأرى, and I hear you and I see you. I am here with you, both of you. I am hearing and I am seeing. So my friend sent me this ayat and he said, this is such an ayat of such great hope. I said, yeah, true. For who? Hope for who? My brothers and sisters, please, until we learn to ask some tough questions and change our lives, nothing will change, believe me. We have to ask these questions. They are uncomfortable questions. They are painful questions. Is it easy? It is easy for me. If you want to blame me, go blame me. Do you think your life will change? Allah is saying to Musa alayhi salam, Harun alayhi salam, I am seeing you, I am with you, I am hearing. My question to myself is, if I am going to say this ayat is an ayat of great hope for me, then you have to ask me, Shaykh, when Allah is looking at Musa and Harun, he is seeing something, right? He is hearing something. When Allah is looking at you, what is he hearing? What is he seeing? Same thing like Musa and Harun? Is he seeing the same behavior of the Anbiya? Is he seeing the behavior of Itaat? Wa Taslim? Wa Rida bil Khada? Or is he seeing a behavior of Masiyat? Shaykh recited, mashallah, may Allah bless him. قل إن كان آباؤكم وأبناؤكم وإخوانكم وأزواجكم وعشيرتكم وأموال اقترفتموها وتجارة تخشون كسادها ومساكن ترضونها أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله وجهاد في سبيله فتربصوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهَدِ الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ Hey? Allah said, say to them. قُلْ Say to them, Ya Rasulullah, إِنْ كَانَ أَبَاؤُكُمْ If you, and Allah is now counting out. And see what Allah is counting out. Allah is counting out all the good things in life. There's nothing haram in this. Allah is not saying if you love alcohol more or if you love, no. Allah is saying your parents, your children, your brothers and sisters, your spouses, your family, all the kumma khabila, extended family. وَأَمْوَالُ نِخْتَرَفْتُمُهَا The wealth which you accumulate. وَتِجَارَةً تَقْشَوْنَا كَسَادَهَا And your tijara, your trade in which you fear a discount, what will happen? Dollar value is falling. If there is a war, there will be an economic slump. We have all these worries, no? وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا We build these houses. We buy the houses on mortgage, on haram, and we say, مَهَذَا مَاشَاءَاللَّهِ هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي هَذَا فَضْلِ رَبَّكِ The house that is built with haram money is the fadl of your Rabb or the adab of your Rabb. You're paying interest payments on the mortgage and you say, Hadha min fadli Rabbi. وَمَسَاكِنَ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُم مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if these are more beloved to you, if you love them more, and every single one of them is thing to love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, love your parents. He said, serve your parents. He said, do not even say oof to your parents. Eh? And the whole list, each one of these, I can tell you references from the ayat and the hadith. You don't need that. You know what I'm saying. So Allah is not talking about bad, good things. Allah says, all those good things. If you love them more than you love Allah, and more than you love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and simply claiming to love Allah and His Rasul is not enough. Simply singing a nasheed is not enough. Show that. Why otherwise tell you what is the ta'alluq between the hubbullah wa hubbu rasul wa hubbu jihad? Eh? Ma ta'alluq? What is the connection? Connection is jihad in fi sabilillah is evidence. It is proof. It is dalil. إِلَى حُبِّ اللَّهِ إِلَى حُبِّ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ If I am unwilling to change my life, if I am unwilling to struggle in the path of Allah, if I am unwilling to sacrifice my wealth and my time and whatever is required for the deen of Allah, then forget about claiming to love Allah and claiming to love the Rasul. You can sing anashid till you go hoarse, it won't change anything. Every morning you get up, you shave your face, and then you go and sing nasheed. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. I must tell these people who organize these functions, before you call someone to make the khutbah or sing a nasheed or something, look at his face. Someone who is openly removing the sunnah of Rasulullah from his face every morning, he's going to stand there and sing nasheed and you listen to that? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. أنا كان مع صديقي واسمه بندر عود المحمدي ومن مدينة ونحن الاثنين كان مع جده العالم كبير في حرم المدينة مسجد أبو الشريف اسمه شيخ حسن بريك. نحن الاثنين معهم وشيخ حسن يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى قال إن الله مع الذين اتقوا والذين هم محسنون. فقال الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول هو معهم الذين اتقوا والذين هم محسنون. إذا اليوم أين تقوى وأين حسان؟ كيف الله سبحانه وتعالى معنا؟ I was with my friend. His name is Bandar Awadar Mahamadi. He's from Medina. Very old family from Medina. And we were with his grandfather. His grandfather was a sheikh in the Haram al-Medina. His name was Sheikh Hassan Brek. Rahmatullahi alayh. And Shaykh Hassan said to me, Shaykh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ في آية الأخير في سورة النحل. Allah said that I am with the people of taqwa and with the people of ihsan. Allah is with the people of taqwa and people of ihsan. He said, we want Allah with us, but where is the taqwa, where is the ihsan? And today, he said, where is the taqwa? أين التقوى؟ وأين الإحسان؟ بسبب هذا كيف ممكن الله سبحانه وتعالى معنا؟ He said because of this, how is it possible Allah can be with us? Allah did not say I am with the فاسقون وأنا مع الفاسقين و كذا وكذا. No. Allah said he is with the متقون and with the محسنون. He didn't say he is with everyone. We are buying the enmity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I declare war on the one who deals with interest. We deal with interest. We say, MashaAllah, Labbaik Ya Rab, Nahnu Musta'adun, Nahnu Jahizun, please come fight with me. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. And then you with, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Oh, yeah. Ajeeb, Nahnu Majaleen, Kullu. كل مجانين ليس في رأسنا المق في رأسي التراب ولا حاله. We are insane. In our head there is no brain. There is only dust or mud or God knows what. How can you be that? How can you say I am the enemy of Allah, na'udhu billah, and then you asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help? How will it come? My brothers and sisters, please understand this very clearly. Injustice will win until we correct ourselves. It is true that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help will come. But it is equally true that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help comes to the muttaqoon and muhsinoon, not to everybody. The ayat which Shaykh recited, Hafizahullah, in Surah Tawbah. After the ayat which I recited before you, I come the ayat of the Battle of Hunain. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying very clearly, you had everything, you had wealth and this and that and the other, did not help you. You had weapons, you had this, that did not help you, and Allah made the earth tight on you. And then Allah said, Anzala sakinata ala. Listen to the Quran. The sakina of Allah came on whom? Ala nas? No. Ala rasul. Wa ala al-mu'minin ma'ahu. Hawlahu. The sakina of Allah came on the Rasul and those who were with him. Didn't come on everybody. Did not come on everybody. And then Allah said, then we sent Junoodun lam tarawha. We sent Junood which they did not see. I remind myself, we have to look at ourselves. By all means, vote for this one, vote for that one, go to this protest, that protest. All this has to be done. Because these are asbab of dunya and this is the alamul asbab. We must do the asbab. But without connection to the musabbibul asbab, the asbab will not work. Without connection to the musabbibul asbab, the asbab will not work. And the connection to the musabbibul asbab is the connection of ubudiyyah. Wa ita'at wa ittiba'i rasul. Without the ubudiyyah of Allah, without worshipping Allah, without obeying Allah, and without following His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no connection to Allah. Without the connection to Allah, you can have all the asbab in the world. They will not help you. I have given you the dalil of the Quran, which you heard in Salah. There is no dalil bigger than this dalil. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala huwa shahid. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكوننا من الخاسرين ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم توفنا مسلما وألحقنا بالصالحين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كل لا إله إلا أنت وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.